people only know when things don't work, right? We just take for granted that the infrastructure is working, and then we complain when it doesn't. But one of our challenges is a lot of the public doesn't know, who do I blame? Do I blame my local government, my state government, the federal government? It's not very clear. People just use it. They don't understand who runs it. They don't understand the water systems. They don't understand how it works. So I think we need to probably re-educate people on how we got this stuff, how it happened. We need to do a better job of making our elected officials understand that and letting them know the benefits to the economy of maintaining this stuff and how it hurts our economy when we don't maintain it. And then again, we're all worried about cost to the taxpayers. Well, it costs us a lot more down the road to fix things that weren't maintained than it would have if we just maintained it to begin with. We believe that these projects need to be transparent and open. There needs to be an accountability. So if they make an investment in a project, they say it's going to be done a certain time. There needs to be an accountability if it's not. We believe at the federal level, between MAP 21 and the FAST Act, which were the last two authorization bills, that Congress has really brought focus to that. These bills aren't earmarked anymore. So I think we've made a lot of progress in this area. We got to continue to build on it. But again, I think we're definitely trending in the right direction.